CBS News. While the counting of ballots in the New Mexico and Montana state conventions continue, Ronald Reagan has already won the first 22 and is expected to take the remaining 19. Important victories for him, as the CBS News delegate count shows President Ford now only 48 delegates ahead. I'm Rita Sands reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Three backers of President Ford in the New Mexico convention had been seeking to attend the national convention as at-large delegates, but the Reagan forces successfully locked them out. The three top state officials Reagan forces rejected are Senator Pete Domenici, Congressman Manuel Luwan, and U.S. Treasurer Francine Neff. Jimmy Carter, who says he plans to leave selection of his running mate to the last minute, says he sees President Ford as a very good, very kind, honest person who has not done a good job in leading this country. Carter says he will share his poll results with other Democratic candidates in the fall elections and will help his party raise up to $10 million to help win more congressional seats and governorships. CBS News continues after this.
We're the fresh guys.
We're the fresh guys.
We're the fresh guys. We're Wonder Bread. We've got that fresh, fresh feeling that makes a bread perform. 'Cause we're the Wonder Fresh guys.
We're wrapped while we're still warm.
That fresh bread feeling really makes a sandwich score. 'Cause we're the Wonder Fresh guys. Come squeeze us at your store.
Feel the freshness of Wonder Bread. Enjoy fresh tasting Wonder buns and rolls, too.
Hear ye, hear ye. Announcing the CBS Radio Network's bicentennial holiday weekend. 3 days of special broadcast celebrating the nation's birthday. CBS News correspondent Dan Rather brings you America This I Believe, our 35 broadcast special starring Americans talking about their lives and this country. Stay tuned throughout the July 4th holiday weekend for America This I Believe, a bicentennial celebration on the CBS Radio Network.
Lowell Ponte, a former Pentagon consultant, is charging that the United States tried to harm Cuba's sugarcane harvest by depriving it of rain with secret weather manipulation techniques. Ponte says, as far as he knows, the Pentagon and the CIA cooperated in the cloud seeding project in 1970. CBS News asked Ponte if the project was successful.
The important thing about this case is that it was attempted. Not that we can prove something radical happened. The rain might have been exactly the same in Cuba, but we tried to make it different. We tried to make it different secretly. We tried to make it different with a political and economic intent.
Ponte says the attempt to dry out Cuba's harvest was made after Cuban Premier Castro staked his prestige on achieving a record sugarcane harvest that year. The Socialist Workers' Party says the FBI has been stealing from party files as recently as last year, and the documents in the FBI's possession prove it. The party obtained some of the documents in response to a court order and says more are coming. The party had filed a $37 million damage suit against the government, which seeks to have illegal seizure of documents stopped. Congress has ordered an independent evaluation of the chiropractic profession. The chiropractors have long been at odds with medical doctors on what the therapeutic value of spinal manipulation is. The National Institute of Health was asked to study the subject, and Dr. Murray Goldstein says the findings are not conclusive.
What our report seems to indicate is that there is no evidence at this time which can either prove or disprove a chiropractic concept, that most reports are of a very clinical nature, where reports are available about one, two, or four patients, but there have been no controlled clinical trials to date of any scientific merit which proves or disproves a chiropractic concept.
Labor mediator Eric Schmertz has set a Sunday night deadline for a contract agreement between Massachusetts state employees and the state. Schmertz says the negotiation deadline is not a legal deadline, but is a way to keep the pressure on. He says if both sides do not reach an agreement, he'll decide at that point what the next step will be. Now this.
This is John Cameron Swayze with the 2020 Eye Drops Report. Item, consumers are demanding more of the products they purchase these days, especially health products. Among other things, they look for a solid guarantee. Item, 2020 eye drops are the only eye drops to guarantee complete satisfaction, or your money will be refunded by simply returning the bottle. And if that's news to you, this is John Cameron Swayze reminding you to read the label and try 2020 eye drops, the guaranteed solution.
Well, you can hear a lot of people over there screaming and hollering and a lot of people trying to get out. Their cars were stalling inside. And you couldn't get across because the current was too swift.
Oklahoma. Floodwaters make hundreds homeless. Idaho. The Teton Dam breaks and thousands more are affected. Guam. A typhoon strikes 100,000 people. These are all U.S. citizens who need your help now. Send your contributions to Red Cross Disaster Relief, care of your local chapter.
A tentative settlement was reached Saturday in the California warehouseman strike that had lasted 23 days and closed about 500 warehouses in the northern part of the state and closed the port of Sacramento. If union members ratify the proposed agreement, all operations should be back to normal Tuesday, according to a union spokesman. Rita Sands, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, and the time is 10:06.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Do you believe in monsters? They exist, you know. The Irish giant in the Museum of Trinity College, Dublin. Dwarfs, which are stronger and live longer and usually have strong passions and acute intellect. The fabulous monsters of Guiana near Lake Parima, sketched in 1663 by Jost Segmund in his collection of voyages. Those are just a few examples which will lend credence to the story we're about to hear.
I saw it, Billy Lee. I saw it. I saw the thing.
Now take it easy. You're shaking like an aspen leaf. How come you even went near Dead Lake? You know better. Things disappear there. What got into you?
One of my heifers wandered away. I saw him grazing down toward the lake. I just plumb forgot about the stories and went after him. When I got within 100 yards of him, the heifer was on the shore, drinking. And that's when it came out of the water and grabbed him. The heifer disappeared. He bellowed, Billy Lee. It was horrible.
Our mystery drama, The Horror of Dead Lake, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Roy Windsor and stars William Prince and Gordon Gould. It is sponsored in part by Time Magazine and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
To the man who bought the Skyhawk, to the girl in the century, we're glad you like your Buicks, glad you set your spirit free.
And to the family from Ohio, to the folks up in St. Paul, nice to see you join us, nice to see you all.
spirits all over the country are getting into Buicks. But here's a little extra incentive. If you buy a new 1976 Buick Skyhawk now, we'll give you either an automatic transmission or a 5-speed manual transmission at no extra charge, as long as supplies last. At manufacturer's suggested retail prices, that can mean a husky $244 savings, which can buy a lot of groceries, Charlie. Well, maybe not a lot of groceries.
It's nice to see you join us. We're glad it came to be. Nice to see you join us.
Last year, over 15 million new bicycles were sold in the United States, and over 70 million are now in use. Studies show that the leading causes of bicycle accidents are loss of control, mechanical and structural problems, and the entanglement of foreign objects in the wheels. So, make sure your bicycle meets the new safety standard.
So cycle up, America, our craftsmen are being told there's a life that is riding on every bike that's sold.
For more information, ride bicycles, Washington, D.C., 20207, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Since the earliest times, monstrosities have attracted attention and have engendered the cloying fear we experience in the presence of the unnatural. The Loch Ness Monster, for example. Is it fact or fiction? The search for it still goes on. Cyclops? The monster with one eye? Oh, there undoubtedly was such a creature, because there still are. Really? At a point where the nose sticks out from the forehead, there's a single orbital cavity with an eye in it. Well, in this tale, we encounter another deviant from nature when we discover the hideous thing that inhabits the Dead Lake.
Claude?
Yes?
Was it all right? Not too grim?
No, it was all right.
I know how much you loved your father.
Well, he lived a long life and he didn't suffer. The lawyer went over things and assigned them to me. The savings, the old house, that kind of thing. It was sad, come to think of it. But it's over now. You know, Polly, there's something I never told you because I'd forgotten about it. And so had my dad, for that matter.
Oh? A castle in Spain? A map where the treasure is buried?
You know, you're not so far off at that. My dad left me 50 acres of land near a small town in Florida, Orisville.
50 acres?
Mm-hmm.
And with land down there selling for a fortune?
Well, not this land. There's something funny about it. A long time ago, back in the early part of the 18th century, a certain Silas Baxter, an ancestor of mine, was, I kid you not, a pirate.
Claude.
He must have run a pretty good ship, because when he left the sea, he bought those 50 acres and built himself a castle. He called it the Captain's Doubloon.
A castle?
Oh, not a great big one, but big enough. The history of the Captain's Doubloon has been handed down from one Baxter to another, and was among my father's papers.
I see.
What I've been left is the Captain's Doubloon in a state of ruin, the acreage, and something named Dead Lake.
Why?
Because nothing lives in it.
That's creepy.
Mm. My father never had any interest in the property. I don't know if he ever saw it. But we do own a ruined castle and 50 acres of land.
With a dead lake where nothing lives.
That's right.
Claude, we ought to sell it.
I think so, too.
You know, it's funny nobody has ever wanted to buy it.
Maybe they did. But my father never said anything about it to me.
Dead Lake. Claude.
Yeah?
Let's go see it.
You mean it?
Sure. Florida is no big trip from Philadelphia. Can you get time off from your job?
I think so. I could take off Friday, and we could have most of Friday and the weekend. I can't promise anything, Polly. The captain's doubloon is a ruin, and maybe the acreage is worthless.
But what about Dead Lake? I'd like to know why it's dead. Wouldn't you?
Yes. Tell you what I'll do. I'll telephone the lawyer who settled my father's estate. Maybe he can give me the name of someone to see when we reach Orisville. I don't think Orisville's much more than a widening in the road.
I'm so excited. A deserted old castle, a dead lake. Makes chills run up and down my back.
Well, Professor Micah, and
how are you, sir?
Quite well, I thank you. Here is my food list. Can you also obtain the chemicals I've written down here?
Yes, sir. No problem. I'll have one of the boys drive over to Palatka. No, I've got to pay him, of course.
I understand. I will give you these. I have before.
Yes, sir, you sure have. Doubloons. My goodness, what pretty coins.
Solid gold.
You mind if I ask you something, Professor? I mean, Johnny Reed was in here yesterday, and he's scared white. A heifer of his wandered down to the shore of Dead Lake, and Johnny said some kind of thing. Grabbed it and dragged it under the water. Johnny said it bellowed something terrible. Did you hear it? You know anything about it?
It is wise to stay away from the lake. I do not go near it. I remain in the castle and do my work.
Well, maybe not for long, Professor. You've been squatting there so long, I guess you feel you own the place. But the real owner's coming to Orisville Friday afternoon, tomorrow.
Ah.
A fellow named Baxter. Same as Captain Silas Baxter, who stole all them doubloons from the Spanish. Like these you just gave me.
I have found a few.
Mm-hmm. Where will you go if Baxter tells you to get out?
I would have no choice. I would leave. He will discover that the property is worthless. When he goes home, I will return.
Maybe. You got this idea of developing the land and selling it for home sites.
You have tried to do that before, Mr. Billy Lee.
I sure did. Those persons I drove over to look at the land never did find their child.
Quicksand?
Not according to the sheriff and his men. They scoured and dredged the lake. All they found was some of the child's clothes.
Yes, regrettable. The lake is dangerous.
Why?
There are unknown things in nature. It is better to let them remain unknown. Now, I will return tonight for my supplies.
Oh, hello there, Professor.
Good morning.
I tell you, Billy Lee, he gives me the creeps.
He may be gone soon, Johnny.
Yeah? How come?
New owner's arriving tomorrow. Named Baxter.
I can't say I'll be sorry to see Professor Micah go. He's in league with the devil. You remember that parrot?
Oh, I sure do. Grew to have a wingspan of 10 feet. Vicious thing. So I remember we all went out and gunned it down. A horrible thing.
Where did it come from? His experiments? That was just an ornery little old parrot, no bigger than a crow. You saw what it became. Micah did that. He's always experimenting with something.
Look here.
More doubloons. Wonder how many he's got.
Just a few, he says.
Old Silas Baxter's supposed to have had thousands of them. But even if that old ruin's full of them, I wouldn't go near it with an army.
Yeah. You gotten over your scare?
No, and I never will. That was the awfulest thing I ever saw, that poor heifer being pulled under the water by some thing.
Now, what did it look like?
What I saw of it was a kind of red color, round and fat, and it had horns kind of sticking out in front like feelers.
ain't no such thing, Johnny.
Back up on that, Billy Lee. I saw the thing. You say the new owner's showing up tomorrow?
That's right. Him and his wife. Staying in one of my rooms upstairs.
You taking them over to their property?
Well, I expect so.
Now, let me tell you. Stay away from the lake. And keep them away from it, too.
The room's lovely, Mr. Harrison.
Oh, Billy Lee. Oh, I'm pleased you like it, Mrs. Baxter.
It's fine. I like your store, too.
Oh, it ain't much. Just a general store. Got just about everything in it that folks around here need.
Well, it's very nice.
Not bad for a one-horse town. Horseville isn't much, but those of us who've been here all our lives, we like it. If you want excitement, there's Palatka close by, and St. Augustine's only 40 miles away.
Nice country. We landed at St. Augustine and drove down. I enjoyed it.
There's lots of pine, isn't there?
Oh, sure is. Paper pulp. It's a big business down there. And cattle. He's a rancher now. Hi, Johnny.
Oh.
Meet Mr. and Mrs. Baxter.
Hello.
Johnny Reed.
How do you do?
Mr. Reed, how are you?
Baxters.
You really interested in the captain's doubloon, Mr. Baxter?
Well, I don't know. It's my property. I might want to sell it off or interest some developer. I should think it would be worth quite a fair amount of money.
You look skeptical, Mr. Harrison. Why are you shaking your head?
Now, don't go scaring him, Johnny.
That's just what I'm going to do. It's not fair to keep him ignorant.
Is it Dead Lake?
Now, how did you guess that, ma'am?
Well, the name. There's something spooky about a lake that's dead.
It's dead, all right, except for one thing. There's something in it. Something I saw with my own eyes, and it's really something terrible.
Oh, come on, Mr. Reed.
I don't blame you, Mr. Baxter, for looking at me as if I'm escaped from the mental home. But a few evenings ago, one of my herd, a nice little heifer, went to the edge of the water of Dead Lake, and some awful thing grabbed it and dragged it under.
A thing? What's a thing?
Nobody knows, Mr. Baxter, but Johnny saw something. And strange things have happened down there before.
Mm.
Oh, and another thing, Mr. Baxter. For over 30 years, a squatter's been living in the ruins of the castle. A man named Micah. He was a professor. I'll tell you about him when we drive out. Spoke to him yesterday morning and said he'd probably have to clear out. He agreed, but you'll meet him.
A professor? And he's a squatter? What does he do?
You'll excuse me for saying it, Miss Baxter, but I think he consorts with the devil.
Oh, that's a little hard to believe in this day, Mr. Harrison.
He's some kind of scientist, always sending for chemicals to Palatka, to St. Augustine. He's a... Now, what did he call himself? An embry... something or other.
Embryologist?
What's that, Claude?
It's a branch of science concerned with the formation and development of the embryo. Teratology is the study of deviations from the normal.
By golly, that explains the parrot with the 10-foot wingspread.
What? It's the truth. I can swear to that, Mr. Baxter. Half the village went gunning for it. We shot it down.
Oh, it's not possible.
Yeah, neither is that thing that lives in Dead Lake.
What do we know about what exists at the bottom of the oceans? What prehistoric creatures live there concealed from our sight and knowledge? Monsters? Probably. There still are phenomena which we have not fathomed. What is that thing at the bottom of Dead Lake? We will encounter it when I return with Act Two.
magazine, sir?
Yes. Time magazine, please, stewardess.
Oh, golly, that man across the aisle just took the last copy of Time we have. Sorry. Magazine?
Pardon me?
Yes?
I noticed you haven't started reading your Time magazine yet.
No, you couldn't.
But you haven't.
I'm writing a letter to my mother, and when I'm finished, I'm going to enjoy Time. Don't try to peek inside of it, sir.
Stewardess.
Yes, sir.
This man isn't reading the Time magazine you gave.
I'm writing a letter first.
To his mommy.
Don't be nasty.
All I want.
Sir, couldn't this gentleman
just
hear?
Just let me glance at the theater section.
No.
Modern Living?
No.
One little book review.
Look, I know how enjoyable Time magazine is to read. What? He'll start reading one article and another, and by the time he's finished, we'll be in Budapest.
I have a speed reading diploma.
The
problem here, stewardess.
Not really, Captain. This man here has the last copy of Time magazine, but he's writing a letter to his mommy.
Sir, you'll have to give up one or the other.
Yes.
All right. Here.
Dear mommy,
I'm up in a big airplane. Time makes everything more interesting, including you.
Are you giving your children all the attention they deserve? Naturally, we all wish we had more time for our families. This is Susan Strasberg for the National Society for the Prevention of Blindness. And as a mother, I think the health and safety of our children's eyesight is one thing we can't afford to neglect. Potentially dangerous toys shouldn't find their way into children's unsupervised playtime, and hazardous household items should be kept well out of reach. 90% of all eye accidents that occur to children are preventable. 2/3 of these accidents occur during play or sport, and most of these children are unsupervised. If that happens, then parents are obviously not doing their job. We must teach our children how to play safely and safeguard their vision. For free information on children's eye safety, write Prevent Blindness, Box 426, New York, New York, 10019. The address again, Box 426, New York, New York, 10019.
The subject is monsters. We seldom think about them, if we ever do, but there are monsters all the same. They are, in fact, studied in zoology under a special branch named tetralogy, concerned with deviations from the normal in the embryo. When deviations occur, the result can be a monster. Primitive man believed that a monster was the result of a woman's pact with Satan. Nonsense, of course. But the fact of the monster remains.
What beautiful little birds you are. Which one of you will it be today? I have grown attached to all of you, but it must eat. An immutable law of nature. One feeds upon another, and that is how I learn. And that is what I live for, to learn. The great plant must live, and it is a carnivore.
Claude.
Ruin is right. The captain's doubloon isn't a castle, it's a heap of rubble. One turret sort of standing, the rest caved in.
The professor's at home. See, smoke rising from the chimney.
Strange smell. Acrid.
It's the chemicals. He's always experimenting with something.
Have you been here before, Billy Lee?
Oh, not to go inside. I've been around the grounds, but the rest of us in Orisville, I don't feel comfortable here.
Well, we've seen it, Polly. Maybe we should forget it and go home. That's what the dog thinks, don't you, Binks?
But we've come all the way from Philadelphia, Claude. We ought to meet this professor and see what it's like inside. And ask him about those doubloons he brings to Billy Lee for food.
What do you say, Billy Lee?
Well, I guess I don't have to say anything. There's the professor now.
Afternoon, Professor.
Good afternoon. This is Mr. Baxter.
That's right. This is Baxter, our dog, Binks.
How do you do?
Yes, a dog.
I'm the legal owner of all this property, Professor Micah.
I do not question it, Mr. Baxter. And I am an interloper.
If you want to put it that way, yes. So, when it's convenient to you...
Of course. I will gather my few possessions and leave.
You've been here 30 years.
Oh, longer than that. It is an isolated place. I do my work here, my experiments.
Like that monster parrot?
I told him about that, Professor. You remember how some of us in the village had gunned it down?
Yes, I have not forgotten. A pity.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, killing sheep and almost dragging off a child.
The destruction of a master scientific achievement, a phenomenon, proof that experiments in tetralogy can produce new breeds of animals that could change the face of the earth.
I wonder if we might see the inside of the castle.
You are the owner.
Well, I don't want to inconvenience you.
It is no inconvenience, but I caution you, do not wander away alone. I have experiments in many stages of development. Some of them are dangerous. A Venus fly trap is one of them.
Oh, I know about them. They eat flies. Interesting little plants. Carnivorous.
Follow me. It would be wise not to bring the dog.
I'll take him back to the car, Polly.
No, let me. No, come on, Binks. Hey, you folks get your fill of the castle. No, I'll be outside. Come on. Come on, Binks.
Oh, my goodness. What's that thing, Claude?
Well, it looks like a huge sunflower plant. And look at those pouches at the end of its leaves. They're bigger than a pelican's pouch.
Much bigger. And much more dangerous. It is a Venus flytrap.
It can't be. They're small.
But by controlling its growth from a seedling, I have created a new species. It is very powerful.
Look, Polly. It's leaning toward me.
And it's opening up. Claude.
Do not approach it, Mr. Baxter. If it should seize your arm.
Oh, that's horrible. Claude, stay back.
Well, that's the first thing that will go. I'll take an axe to it.
Let's get out of here, Claude.
You live here, Professor?
Yes, in the ruined tower. This is my plant room.
Is there a basement?
Yes, but except for me, the dungeon is unsafe.
You've got more things like this down there?
My experiments are varied.
Professor, please clear out as soon as you can and destroy these experiments of yours.
That's Binks. Claude, that's Binks. He sounds like he's being killed.
Mrs. Baxter, all right?
Yes, Billy Lee. Thank you.
Glad you're still open. What happened? I can see by your face.
Their dog.
What?
It wasn't anyone's fault, Billy Lee. Binks slipped his collar.
No. And ran loose?
Yeah, down the dead lake. I ran after him, but not in time. I saw it myself this time, Johnny. It rose up out of the water, a round, huge, slimy thing, and dragged the dog into the lake.
What is it? What is the thing?
I never saw anything like it in my life. I don't know what it is, but it's probably one of Micah's experiments.
We went there this afternoon. My wife and I went into Micah's room in the castle. And Johnny, it made my hair stand on end. Binks, that's our dog, whined and wouldn't go with us. Billy Lee said he'd wait outside with the dog.
I was taking him back to the car. He fought the leash so hard, he slipped his collar and he flew toward Dead Lake. Ran after him, but by the time I got within 50 yards of the shore, something had caught the dog and was dragging him under.
If I was you, Claude, I'd cut my losses and forget the place.
No, sir. I'm going to get rid of Micah and find out just what makes Dead Lake dead. There's something in it. You caught a glimpse of it. So did Billy Lee. A big, fat, slimy thing with horns. And what is it? I know a man who might know. A friend who's a zoologist at the University of Pennsylvania. I've telephoned him for help. He'll be here late tomorrow. Then we're going out and solve this filthy, hideous mystery. Now that you've met Dr. Petty, let's hear what he has to say. You're on, Joe.
I see everyone's well armed.
Well, there's something in Dead Lake, Dr. Petty.
And if we catch sight of it, we're going to blow it to bits.
Binks was my dog. I'm going along. I'm not afraid, and I can handle a gun.
Well, all right.
My plan, for what it's worth, Joe, is for all of us to go out there now. It's 5 o'clock. We ought to get there in half an hour. Then you and I will go inside and find out if Professor Micah has cleared out.
Mm-hmm.
If he hasn't, I'll throw him out. Then we'll destroy that awful plant. Once Micah's gone, all of us will explore that dungeon. Maybe that's where he's got the thing. You got any idea of what it might be?
You described it as about 6 feet long, fat and slimy, with horns.
Colored, a reddish kind of color.
You know what it makes me think of? A giant snail.
But they don't eat flesh, Johnny.
Could it be a giant slug?
I don't think so. I don't like to speculate, Claude, but since you telephoned me yesterday, I've been doing some research, although I don't believe all this.
It's true, Dr. Petty.
As a scientist, it's hard for me to believe, but I accept what you've told me.
Why, Joe? What do you think it could be?
A member of the Harudini, which is a branch of the chitopod worms.
What? It's a worm?
No, Johnny, but it could be a monster leech.
One of those things that attaches itself to the skin.
Yes, yes. In Egypt and in the Near East, there's an aquatic leech that lives in streams and ponds and does extensive damage to horses and other baggage animals.
Leeches? You make my skin crawl, Joe.
Well, they've been used extensively in medicine. In 1832, France alone imported over 50 million of them for bloodletting.
And you think that's what the thing is that's in Dead Lake?
It's hard to say, Billy Lee, but you've described a leech. The red-colored body, its bloated appearance, and slimy look. Of course, the thought of a leech 5 or 6 feet long boggles my mind. I simply can't imagine it. But if that's what the thing is, it could kill anything. And once those enormous suckers have attached themselves to any blood animal, the animal would be dead in minutes.
Well, let's get started.
Yeah, we'll take my pickup truck. We've got an arsenal.
And dynamite.
Dynamite?
Sure. If we don't see the leech, maybe we can find where it lives. And that's when I blow up his cave. People around here have a score to settle with that monster.
I told you to get out, Professor Micah.
So you did. And I will leave now. I have not had time to...
Out.
You have a rifle and a shotgun. Why?
We think there's a monster leech in Dead Lake, and we intend to destroy it.
Fantastic.
I want you out of here.
I have packed what I can carry. The rest I leave to you in the name of science.
Get out, Professor.
That marvelous Venus flytrap.
I never saw anything like it, Claude. Look at those traps undulating and stretching toward us.
He said it's powerful. That's the first thing we take care of. You have the shotgun, Joe.
Look at us, inching toward us.
I'll release the birds. They're what he fed to the plant.
Look at them go.
Joe, call the others and we'll try the dungeon.
Oh, come with me. We don't want to be separated.
You've got a point. What a devil's hole this is, Joe. Let's get the others.
Glad I brought the axe. Did you see that thing try to wind itself around me? Some kind of vine? Strong as wire.
It's just awful down here.
What's that over there, Claude? Shine your light.
A huge door.
Hinged with a drop lock.
Do you think...
Don't open it, Claude.
Shh, listen.
Mister, what's that?
Sounds like something breathing underwater. Wet, bubbly kind of breathing.
There's one way to stop that.
No, Claude, don't shoot. I've got a better idea. There is something behind that door. If it's the thing, the giant leech, you won't kill it with one shot.
Oh, what's your idea, Dr. Petty?
Well, that door must open into a tunnel, and the tunnel probably leads to the lake. Now, if we can trace the tunnel from above, on the ground, and see where it leads to, Johnny here can dynamite the entrance and block the thing in.
That's when we'll have it trapped, and that's when we'll kill it.
Good idea. Everyone stick together, and we'll go back upstairs and out.
Oh, I never want to see this place again.
You'll be all right, Polly, when we get out into the air. Come on, walk between Joe and me.
Is it possible? In nature, most things are. And nature, with a prod from an experimental scientist, has created a monster. A giant, predatory, hideous monster leech. I'll be back shortly with Act Three.
Oh, will it be, Bill, soda? Shaving cream or prescription?
It's my hemorrhoids, Mr. Edwards. Pain. Itching.
Well, most of my customers use this.
Preparation H?
Well, in many cases, Preparation H relieves occasional pain and itch for hours.
Yeah, that's great.
And Preparation H actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation.
I'll buy that.
Doctor-tested Preparation H comes in ointment or suppositories. Soothes pain and itch and actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissue. Now, use only as directed.
Joanne Woodward on behalf of the National Society for Autistic Children. Autism is a neurological disorder that affects behavior and communication. With proper research, education, and care, these children can learn and have a life of dignity. They deserve a chance. Please write National Society for Autistic Children, Post Office Box 8646, Albany, New York, 12208.
We don't expect much from handicapped children. We don't expect them to learn much. Sometimes we don't even expect them to go to school or learn to do things that will help them get along when they grow up. But handicapped children are pretty much like other children. If you don't expect much, they won't do much. If you expect more, they can do more. Most handicapped children can learn and do much more than most of us realize if we expect enough and if they get the special education they need. In this country, every handicapped child has the right to special education, whether his parents are rich or poor. If you have a child with a handicap, any kind of handicap, we have free information that can help. Write Closer Look, Box 1492, Washington, D.C., 20013.
A public service message from this station and the United States Office of Education.
Have you ever had a leech attach itself to your skin? It happens not infrequently in many freshwater lakes. They are small and they can be flipped off with the finger, but the experience makes one shudder. Imagine the horror, then, of speculating that what Professor Micah has bred, the thing that has made the dead lake dead, is a gargantuan leech.
I'll get the dynamite.
Hand me the rifle, Billy Lee.
Sure. I'll grab the shotgun. Hold it. Here's the other one for you, Dr. Petty.
Right.
Joe, let me carry it for Johnny. I'd appreciate it if you'd stay with Polly.
I'm all right, Claude. It was just being in that filthy basement.
No way, Polly. You're going to stay by the truck and Joe.
Claude?
No, absolutely not. I mean it, Polly.
I think he's right, Mrs. Baxter. I tell you what. Why don't you swing the truck around and turn on the lights and shine them on the north side of the castle? The locked basement door's on that side.
Give us some light down to the shore, too.
All right, Polly. Come on, hop in.
But Claude...
No, please don't argue. You stay with Joe. Ready, Johnny?
I'll lead the way. Keep your guns up, but be ready for anything.
Joe, I feel sick. If the thing is what you think it is...
Yeah, me too. Let me get the truck turned around.
Black as a tunnel.
I'll switch on the lights.
I see them, Claude and the others. The car lights do run down to Dead Lake. Isn't that an awful name for it?
It's dead, all right, if there's a giant leech in it.
Joe, look.
What? It's the professor. Now, what the
he's
devil...
He's returning to the castle, not through the front, but through the north side of it.
I wonder what he's up to.
He disappeared now. Must be another entrance to the place.
We've
Johnny does blow up the tunnel and the professor's in that basement...
Claude ordered him out.
I know that. All the same, he is a human being and...
I don't think he's a human being at all.
Shine your big torch over the lake, Johnny.
Sure cuts through the blackness all the way to the other side.
Johnny, look.
Something's moving just under the surface of the water. It's moving to the other side. Follow it with the torch.
Look at it. Just a little of its back is out of the water like a whale.
Keep following it. I can hit it from here.
No, Claude, no. Let it go. When it returns from the other side of the lake...
Oh, no. That's a small deer over there. See? The thing is coming out of the water. We'll fire a shot, Claude.
It scared the deer.
Look at that thing. It's half out of the water.
The deer got away.
Johnny, follow where the thing swims.
It's coming toward this side of the lake, a few hundred feet north of us. Come on.
No, hold it. If it does have a cave or a tunnel to a cave, we don't want to scare it off. Just watch it.
It didn't surface. And it's disappeared. Now, let's move.
All set, Johnny?
Yeah. Here goes.
Claude, run that torch along from where Johnny blew the entrance, back toward the castle. That's it. Look.
Yeah. The force of the explosion in the tunnel lifted the ground above the tunnel. And now we can see its path. It does go to the castle.
It goes to that barred door in the basement. We've got the thing trapped.
Maybe it's dead. That was a terrific blast.
But we gotta make sure, Claude.
There's only one way to do that. We have to open that big barred door.
Now what, Joe?
I don't know. There was a big charge of dynamite. They must have found the tunnel.
What about the thing?
Dead, probably. Just the force of the detonation could kill it, but I don't know.
Look, they're coming back.
Maybe they'll tell us what happened.
There, that got their attention.
Is it dead? Claude? Is it dead?
I don't know. We hope the explosion caved in on the thing and killed it. But we don't know.
And there's only one way to find out. We have to go back into the castle.
Oh, no.
We have to, Polly.
You saw it?
Enough of it, Joe. It's a leech, all right. A monster leech.
How big, Claude?
At least 6 feet long. Round as a hippo and reddish in color. When it came out of the water, it writhed like a snake. And its blood-sucking cups, or whatever you want to call them, were bigger than half dollars. It's the most revolting creature I've ever seen. How in heaven's name did it ever come about?
Experimental breeding and crossbreeding. Professor Micah developed gigantism in some strain of leech until he achieved one with monster size.
But why would he want to do something like that?
All scientists, Billy Lee, are fascinated by the subject of life. How it can be controlled and developed.
He's in there, Claude. In the castle.
Micah?
That's right. The headlights from the truck picked him out just as he disappeared through some of those big stones on the north side.
Well, then, we may have killed him.
The blast.
If that blast blew open that hinged door...
Come on, let's see where he went in. We'll follow him.
Leave the dynamite detonating box here, Johnny. Grab this shotgun.
You told him to get out, Claude. Why would he want to come back?
Joe, I'm afraid...
Now you stay here with me. There's nothing we can do to help.
But if something should happen to Claude... And it was my idea to come down here. He didn't want to. And now, if something should happen...
That could be it. See where I'm shining the torch?
Yeah, it could be. Just about wide enough for a man to squeeze through.
All right, follow me.
Hold it, Claude. You bring up the rear.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not going to have you risk your lives any more than you already have.
Billy and me have the shotguns. Much more effective close range. You bring up the rear with your rifle. Right, Billy Lee?
Right. I don't know what to expect, but whatever we find, it's bound to be close range. Now, let's go, Johnny.
This place is a house of horrors. Ought to be burned to the ground.
It will be, once we know that the monster leech is dead.
It's Micah from that big room in the dungeon.
Help!
Have your gun cocked, Johnny, and go slow.
Look. Oh, good Lord.
The leech.
It's all over him. Move back, Johnny. Micah's dead. The leech is all over him.
Shoot, Johnny.
Blood. All over. Is it dead?
Don't go near it, Claude.
Some of the suckers are still working away.
We have to get Micah out from under.
He's dead, Claude. Let's get out of here. We can come back when it's daylight. Get Micah and hack that thing to pieces.
Joe, I can't stand it.
You just have to, Polly. We're not leaving this truck.
But those gunshots, what have they run into?
I can't guess.
You can, but you won't. What if that blast of dynamite blew out that hinge door? If the thing wasn't killed in the tunnel?
Hold it. They're coming out of the front of the castle. You see the flashlights?
They're safe. Oh, Joe, they're safe.
Are you all right, Polly?
Still feel a little faint.
When you saw Claude safe returning to the truck, you passed out.
I remember.
Joe was right. Professor Micah had developed a giant leech. It lived in a tunnel which ran from the shore of Dead Lake up to a cave near the castle. When Johnny set off that blast of dynamite, the tremendous repercussion broke the hinges of the door into the cave, and the leech got out. Micah was there in the room. He was probably stunned by the blast. And that's when the leech grabbed him. There was nothing we could do to save him.
It must have been awful.
It was a nightmare, Polly. We're returning there in the morning.
So am I.
Polly.
No, Claude. I got us into this, and I'm going to see what's in that room.
Listen to the birds.
Life has kind of returned the captain's doubloon.
I don't feel much like going down into that basement again. And I'm not sure it's safe for Miss Baxter.
Don't you worry about me, Johnny. Now that I know the monster leech is dead, I'm not afraid.
All right. But let's go in through the front. Have we got everything? Lights, ropes?
And my shotgun, just in case.
And camera.
Watch your footing, Polly. And when we go down into the dungeon, stay between us.
Let me lead, Claude. I've got the gun.
There it is.
Oh, Claude.
Poor old Micah's under that thing.
Oh, aim that big light right at it, Johnny.
It's incredible. It's 6 feet long and 4 feet thick.
Micah let out one scream and then he was dead. Partly fright, maybe.
Keep the light trained on him, Johnny. We'll try to pull him free.
Let me take a few pictures first. No one's going to believe this horror.
Claude, what about Professor Micah? What happens to him now?
We give him a decent burial. And Joe wants to find out, if he can, why Micah did all this.
Billy and I searched the castle. In the one tower, still partly standing, Micah had a room and his books and a small laboratory.
Yeah, there were a lot of papers and chemicals.
But the real discovery was this diary. It goes back 40 years, back to 1931, in fact. Now, under an October date, listen to what Micah wrote.
Today, I was discharged as an assistant professor of zoology because I was consulted by a friend whose son was certain to die from acute nephritis. I urged the man's doctor to attempt a transplant. The doctor was repelled by my suggestion. I explained that in zoology, I had conducted many experiments in which I have saved small animals with various organ defects. My suggestion was rejected, and so was I. I have left. I intend to continue my experiments somehow, somewhere, south probably, where at least I will have the climate in my favor. And one day, I am convinced, the name of Micah will be honored for his proof that life can be prolonged and improved.
There it is. And a lot more. Poor man. He wasn't really mad. He just felt rejected. And because of his bitterness, his experiments became grotesque. Through that huge parrot, for example, he intended to prove to skeptics that man's magic, science, could reshape mankind and his environment. He was an intellect, and far ahead of the time in which he lived.
And the giant leech?
Like the parrot, another proof of what Micah maintained, control of life. And both got out of hand. I'm going to publish Micah's papers, Claude.
And I'm going to burn the captain's doubloon to the ground, make that land habitable again, and stock Dead Lake with fish. That horror is gone. Nature, with a little help from me, will restore it.
Nightmares are made of such stuff as a dream about a monster leech, because the word makes the skin crawl. And when in sleep, a fiend or incubus oppresses you, wake up. It will go away. But was it real or just a nightmare? I'll be back in a moment.
Hey, are you the country doctor?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the United States of America, and I need help.
Okay. What do you want me to help you on?
Well, I've got 200 years of growing pains and 200 million people.
Where'd you hit the most?
In my heart, because that's where those 200 million people live. Do you understand that?
Yeah, because you're the United States of America.
Then what's wrong with me, doctor?
Well, maybe it's because all the bad people in your heart is what makes you sick.
Gee, that sounds serious.
Yeah, because if your heart doesn't work, then nothing works.
Well, how do I cure the bad people in my heart?
Well, you could tell them to be good to each other and to love each other. And then maybe you'll feel much better.
Well, God bless America. Please.
From the Franciscans, with love.
It is foolish, I think, to dismiss anything. Was it conceivable years back to imagine men walking on the moon? Is the notion of a huge killer shark unimaginable? About the universe, but isn't anything or almost anything conceivable? Monsters are, and our story's giant leech was one of them. Our cast included William Prince, Gordon Gould, Ann Shepherd, George Petrie, and Gil Mack. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
That was the strangest wind out there this evening. That's why I was running. The wind and something else.
What else?
I don't know. Oh, forget it. You know, every time I look in a mirror, well, I don't know if I'm seeing myself or Elizabeth. Well, now that my hair's combed, I guess I can finish my hamburger.
Yeah, you... Good Lord.
Well, what's the matter?
The mirror.
What about it?
Oh, it must be the light or my eyes or something.
What do you mean?
Well, I could swear that when you walked away from that mirror, your face was still there.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Time Magazine. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Beautiful music. This is KIXI, Seattle.
CBS News. Egypt is trying to arrange a new ceasefire in Lebanon. I'm Rita Sands reporting on the CBS radio network. Egyptian Foreign Minister Ismail Fahmy said Saturday night in Cairo, Egypt will immediately start intensive contacts to reach a ceasefire in Lebanon, but will not stand hands folded if Christian forces continue attacking Palestinian refugee camps. Egypt's National Security Council, meeting in emergency session, demanded that the aggression be stopped. Leftist sources in Beirut are reported to have deeply penetrated Christian territory, trying to open up a supply route to two Palestinian refugee camps. The Lebanese war, like any war, is a human tragedy. Mike Lee reports from Beirut.
A small car stops quickly in front of an abandoned hotel, now serving as a Red Cross hospital. The driver rushes toward the door with a little girl, perhaps 7 or 8 years old, unconscious in his arms, wounded by shrapnel from a mortar shell. She is taken into the emergency room and given a 50-50 chance of survival. The little girl is followed by 3 men carrying a wounded comrade on a stretcher. 2 minutes later, the men return to the parking lot, a sheet pulled up over the victim who had been pronounced dead on arrival. One of the young men falls on the pavement and weeps uncontrollably. This kind of scene is going on day and night in Beirut as Christians and the Palestinian Leftist Alliance continue a widespread battle centered around the Tel Zarda refugee camp in eastern Beirut. Civilian casualties are extremely high because of the indiscriminate shelling in most areas. And in every hospital, there is a children's ward, gradually filling up with those who only wanted to play in the streets. Mike Lee, CBS News, Beirut.
CBS News continues after this.
This is John Cameron Swayze with a 2020 Eye Drops report. Item, in this election year, many Americans are watching more television than ever before. And all this TV viewing can sometimes leave eyes feeling tired and red. Item, 2020 Eye Drops are the only eye drops guaranteed. Complete satisfaction is guaranteed, or your money will be refunded by simply returning the bottle. Just read the label. This is John Cameron Swayze reminding TV watchers everywhere to try 2020 Eye Drops, the guaranteed solution.
One of the best ways to learn about our country's past is to visit an early American village. This is Lawrence Johnson for What's New and Learning, heard every Sunday on the CBS Radio Network. Tomorrow I'll tell you about some living museums, whole towns that have been recreated down to the last detail to show what life was like in our early days. One attraction shows students how to weave cloth on a loom and cook over an open fire. I'll tell you more about this trip back in time tomorrow on What's New and Learning, here on the CBS Radio Network.
Ronald Reagan is apparently on his way to winning all 21 of New Mexico's convention delegates. He has already snapped up 8. Three backers of President Ford, seeking to become at-large delegates, have been locked out by the Reagan forces. Reagan has so far won 14 of the 20 delegates at stake in the Montana convention this weekend. The ballots in both New Mexico and Montana are still being counted. At this point, according to the CBS News delegate count, President Ford leads Reagan by just 48 delegates. Senator Hubert Humphrey is predicting that President Ford will receive the Republican Party's nomination, but that Ronald Reagan will be needed on the ticket to give it strength. Senator Edmund Muskie says he is being considered as a running mate in the Jimmy Carter campaign for the presidency. Muskie met privately with Carter last week in Washington and says some of the other possibilities being kicked around include Senators Walter Mondale, Adlai Stevenson, and John Glenn. But Muskie says he's the oldest, 61, and could serve to make the Carter ticket not so young. Carter is 51. Pictures sent back to Earth from the unmanned Viking spacecraft circling Mars have scientists very excited. Some of them show erosion that scientists believe could indicate that wide-flowing rivers once existed on the planet. Frank Bristow, Viking news chief, was asked why these series of pictures are so much better than previous ones.
In 1971, the last time that we photographed Mars, the atmosphere was not as clear as it is now. Plus, with the Viking spacecraft, we have two high-resolution cameras, and this can allow us to take strips of pictures with fine detail, better than we've had prior. And they're seeing things and structures and things on the surface that they've never seen prior. By structure, I mean valleys and mountains and whatnot.
Now this.
I live on the street with my mommy and daddy. I have a little sister, too. It's a lot of fun, most of the time. Except when my little sister takes my toys. She's yucky. Our family had a problem once, and Mommy and Daddy were upset with each other a lot. My mommy called the people at the Mental Health Association, and they helped us. I guess Mommy didn't know what to do, and the Mental Health Association gave us information and several places where we could go. I bet they could help anybody. Mommy said she found them in the telephone book. They were so nice. Daddy said they help people with all kinds of problems. I bet they could help you if you needed it. I wonder if they could talk to my little sister about playing with my toys.
Your Mental Health Association. People who care. People who can make a difference.
The leaders of seven nations begin an economic summit in Puerto Rico Sunday. President Ford called the conference to discuss the problems of major industrial powers in recovering from recession. Rita Sand, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. The time, 11:06.
It's 24 hours of bright and beautiful music from KIXI.